What's up, everyone? Welcome to Power Couple Podcast, where we take a deep dive into relationships to help not only you, but us grow and flourish in life. My name's Tyler.
My name's Elizabeth.
And together with our 3.5-year-old little boy, we're the Boydens. We're so happy to have you here on episode 1, and for today's episode, what we really wanted to talk about was honesty. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart. It's one of my top values, so that's why it's today's first episode. For the first topic, what does it mean to be honest? For me, it's having the freedom to tell your partner or anyone anything. I mean, it just gives you tons of freedom in your life. It gives a big weight off of your shoulders. It just makes you feel like you're gliding through life if you can just be honest with anyone. I mean, how does it make you feel to be honest, Elizabeth? Oh, wait. I mean, how does it make you feel to be honest, babe?
Right? I am your wife. Right.
I know, that would be weird, right?
Well, growing up, I wasn't able to be as completely honest as I wanted to. So now that I am completely honest with you and everyone around me, it makes me feel relieved. Definitely not as stressed.
I definitely feel that. It's helped us come a lot closer. I know that.
Yeah, we definitely know a lot more about each other now than we did.
Yeah. I know in the beginning I really struggled with how honest you gotta be, and that's the next thing that I wanted to talk about here with is how honest you should really be, especially with your partner. I know that you don't want to say everything on your mind. My mom always taught me if you're not going to say something nice, then you don't need to say anything at all. So that's a good thing that she's kind of taught me, so that I'm not breaking everybody down with my criticism, because I can be a pretty harsh critic.
I'm really passive aggressive, so I can still be pretty mean when I'm honest.
Oh yeah, I've felt that quite a bit. But I still love you, so it's okay.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, but the main thing is you get to decide. So you're the gatekeeper of what you say. Whatever comes through those lips, you've decided to allow through. So however honest you want to be, it's on you. So now, what does it do for the relationship exactly?
I feel more open. And definitely not as closed off, I guess.
Builds a lot of confidence, a lot of strength in the relationship.
Yeah, that's for sure. I definitely am more confident in, like, talking to you about everything.
It allows me to be more emotional with you, I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm able to come to you even if I'm not able to be as strong as a man should be. As people say these days, anyway. I think it helps things run smoother, too.
It does. We talk about, like, finances and everything, so it's just, we don't have to really stress.
Yeah, I don't have to be scared to come to you with something, even if I'm a little bit scared about something like our budget, or if we're worried about something that Bruce is doing, or, I mean, even if, you know, we're having a little bit of trouble at work, we're still able to come to each other and not be stressed out that the other person is just gonna make it a whole lot worse.
That's true, for sure. I like coming home not stressed.
Yeah. Plus, you find out some pretty interesting things about your partner. Like, I found out that my wife is wanting to get into interior designing, and we're actually, through all this honesty, we've been able to work out not only our financial plan, but what we've wanted to do educationally in life. And so we're planning to actually go out in the world and go to the different colleges to get our degrees. And I believe you said that you wanted to go to, it was Oklahoma for the the interior design degree, right?
Yeah, we are moving in like 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, I have a plan.
Yeah, as long as our plan goes through. I know that we're definitely trying to stick to it this next year. But yeah, you find out plenty of interesting things, not only about your partner, but about yourself too. I mean, talking to somebody else, especially somebody that's really close to you, it can bring up some questions that you might not have even thought of.
I mean, I didn't even realize about the, like, you had us do the financial, what was it, the financial plan thing in that Tony Robbins book?
Oh, our Freedom Fund with Tony Robbins? Yeah, that was a ton of fun. Yeah, so we were able to pretty much figure out how much we would need yearly, which it was, what, maybe like 52 grand yearly to cover all of our basics, which was like our housing, insurance, our car, our if we wanted like clothing, little luxuries, things like that. So it covered quite a bit, and then it built up a whole fund to where it would allow you to basically have payments to you. Like, you would have to create a whole portfolio for it, but it's not too hard once you honestly look into it. I definitely encourage plenty of people to...
I understood it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was something I was going to be into. So it really, I guess, put things in perspective and made me like think out a well-thought plan about what we're going to do.
Yeah, I could talk all day about it, I know. So I'm glad that she interrupted me. But yeah, I just recently read that Money Master the Game. So that's the only reason why I was definitely getting into it there. It's lit a little fire under my butt there. But yeah, with... It not only helps with your relationship, but I believe that it leaks down to your kids too. I felt that I've gotten it from my parents, and we're trying to instill our values down into our son, Bruce. We're trying to teach him to the importance of being honest, that way that even if you are in trouble, to come up and tell someone. That way they can know the issue, because it's not that you're in trouble, it's that there's an issue and that you need help. I mean,
that mama's gonna fix it.
Yeah, that they don't need to be scared about it. Yeah, the important part about that is that you need to make sure that your kids aren't scared to come up to you and be honest. That's one of my big values that I want to leak down onto him. And that it also helps them build confidence, because he's not going to be scared to say if he's having trouble with a bully in school, he's not going to be scared to go to a grown-up and let them know if he's having a lot of trouble with that child. Because a lot of children have that trouble in school. I know that I was one of those kids. I had a bully that I felt like I just had to deal with myself. And luckily, it didn't turn out that bad. So, I mean, I was one of the fortunate kids where he just kind of eventually left me alone. But I know a lot of other kids that did have way more issues. And I wish that they would have went to somebody for it.
I'll ask him 20 questions when he gets home from school, and that's okay. He's going to tell me every detail.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm sure that you're going to... I'm going to have to hold you back from a few little kids.
Let me go up to that school.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't have any trouble on the bus. I know that's a big area that has trouble in life.
He ain't never going to ride a bus. He will. He wants to so bad.
Yeah, I'll be real excited whenever he gets in school this next year. I know that that's one thing that we're ready for. So now, how do we start being more honest in a relationship? That's one of the big questions here, because not everybody thinks that they can be with their partner. I know whenever I was in past relationships, I felt like, you know, you had your secrets, they had their secrets, you both were together, but... you know, you still had kind of separate lives. Nobody really taught me, you know, that you were leading through the relationship together and having to tell each other everything. That's just kind of something that me and my wife have developed together.
That's true. That's for sure. I mean, since we talk about everything, we definitely have... I don't know. I feel like we can do more together or separate since we talk about it all.
If anything, start with yourself, then move at your own pace from there. You want to learn about auto-suggestion, in my opinion. It's basically programming your subconscious to help you out in those rainy days, to help pick you up, to help cheer you on without you having to think about it. So some honesty topics that you guys could go over that are pretty easy. You could go over your goals. Sex life is definitely an easy one. Small issues, you want to keep it civilized. Like my wife says, you want to be Switzerland with this. You could talk about your future with kids, or if you have kids now, you could definitely take a deep dive into how your parenting is, your parenting styles, what you guys could be doing better with, what you guys are already doing great about. Don't be afraid to, you know, give them a pat on the back if they're doing something well. I know that, you know, giving people, showing gratitude is something that has been lost in relationships here recently, and it definitely needs to come back. Chivalry, if I could say it. I know I was stuttered there, sorry. But that's something that definitely needs to come back from both sides, not just from the guy's side, but from the woman as well. Guys are there for each other. Definitely take care of each other. That goes in with talking about marriage, traveling, money. I mean, one of the great topics that I love to go to, that me and my wife are going to be going over in the next couple days, I have recently stumbled upon it again, and I wanted to share it with you guys, but there's 36 questions to fall in love. It's by this doctor named author Aaron, and that's Aaron with one A, so it's not Aaron. I love that whenever I read it there. That's the only way that I remember his name, but... it's 36 questions. He used it on... I know, that's
sorry, very odd. Sorry, I just got that.
I love you.
Awful moment.
I love you. It basically goes through different parts that just go deeper into the relationship, like deeper questions that you would want to ask somebody, that you would really want to ask to find the perfect partner.
I'm your perfect partner, babe. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I love you so much, babe. You're my queen.
Don't forget it. It's Elizabeth for a reason.
But yeah, definitely don't just stop there, though, because honesty is contagious. So, I mean, the more honest that you are, you're helping the world, guys. So, I mean, be more honest with your partner. Be more honest with yourself. Love you guys.
We'll see you next time.